Okay, good. Hi everyone, welcome to this one. Hopefully it's not gonna keep doing that. So today my talk is called Putting the R in LibreOffice, a shiny dashboard for QA. My name is Stéphane Guillou. I joined the TDF team, the Document Foundation, just recently in November as a QA analyst. And this is about a little project that recently started to create something that everyone can come to and to learn a bit more about QA numbers around the project, around LibreOffice, but also everything else that's hosted by the Document Foundation. So just a little bit about where I come from, because it matters in some way. Quickly, I studied plants, ecology, sustainability, that's my background, then moved on to working in agricultural research, and then finished the last 4 years working in the library as a research software trainer and in research support. But throughout the last 15 years, I've been a free Libre and open source software user and advocate, trying to push for the solutions, especially in teaching, learning, research environments. And because of that, I've been a user of a few different tools, including the programming language R. This is what I use for this project. There's quite a few things already around QA and LibreOffice. So quality assurance, numbers, and graphs can be found in lots of different places. Here I've listed a few. There's a wiki that has an absolute wealth of different pages and tables and links you can use, and also stats about us, our QA project, our QA team and community. But there's a blog also that's a specific QA blog. It's not just one blog at the Document Foundation around LibreOffice. It's also the QA blog. There's a dev blog. There's a few different blogs. And I really recommend having a look at this one, where there's excellent monthly reports that are done with a few different graphs to explore, and also updates on who has been working on what, so what new features and bug fixes are coming up. So it's a great read, I really think you should subscribe to that one if you're interested. Obviously, Bugzilla, this is where we report bugs, and where we triage them and mark them as fixed eventually, if someone's keen to take those ones. We've got QA scripts in our QA repository. Those are Python scripts to process that Bugzilla data. We've got a Crush Reports website that has some, for example, timeline graphs where you can see how numbers of crashes evolve throughout or in different versions. And there's an interesting website as well called Dev Central, which gives you quick links to different important tools for development around LibreOffice. Just to give you a quick idea, this is the wiki page where you can also find ways to keep in touch with us. There's going to be options for chat rooms, but also the mailing list. So if you want to keep hearing about those things, do join that. This is the December 2022 blog post, and you'll find a few graphs in there to see how things are evolving. But at the top, there's a lot about new features and new fixes.